Now that the only spot in the grid without a cigar and a drink is in the fifth column, that must be the home of the person in clue 12. And since this leaves only the second house without a drink, the tea-drinking Dane must live there. The fourth house is now the only one missing a nationality and a cigar brand, so the prince-smoking German from clue 13 must live there. Through elimination, you can conclude that the Brit smokes Pall Mall, and the Swede lives in the fifth house, while clue 6 and clue 2 tell you that these two have a bird and a dog, respectively. Clue 10 tells you that the cat owner lives next to the blend-smoking Dane, putting him in the first house. Now, with only one spot left on the grid, you know that the German in the green-walled house must be the culprit. You and the police burst into the house, catching the thief fish-handed. While that explanation was straightforward, solving puzzles like this often involves false starts and dead ends. Part of the trick is to use the process of elimination and lots of trial and error to hone in on the right pieces. And the more logic puzzles you solve, the better your intuition will be for when and where there's enough information to make your deductions. And did young Einstein really write this puzzle? Probably not. There's no evidence he did, and some of the brands mentioned are too recent. But the logic here is not so different from what you'd use to solve equations with multiple variables, even those describing the nature of the universe.